All right, thank you. I'd like to go ahead and call the accommodations tax meeting, committee meeting to order. May meeting, and acknowledge that the press and the public have been duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. As our first item on the agenda is approval of the previous minutes from last month.
Move to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Citizens' comments? No citizens. Okay. Oh, is Debbie coming for the?
She is not. I'm going to substitute for Debbie. She's upstairs on a conference call regarding software.
Okay, awesome. So.
So I'm going to pinch hit for.
Take away with the treasurer, her financial statements.
Well, we don't have financial statements today, but we just have the budget to cover. So you all should have received electronically two sheets that represent the revenues and expenditures associated with the proposed FY18 budget. And so we'll be operating off those today. This budget has been advertised for a public hearing on May 23rd at 5:45. However, if you all have any recommendations for changes or anything, that information can be conveyed to City Council at their Ways and Means Committee meeting that will be the week before. So changes can still happen between now and second reading. We've only had first reading on the budget. So certainly feel free to give what input that you would like to offer or make any motions that you would like to make regarding the budget, and we will convey that information to City Council. They, of course, can choose to hear the recommendation and make the change, or they can choose to override that recommendation and make other changes if they wish. So starting with revenues, if at the top of the first page, you can see not a lot of change here from FY16 and FY17 budgeted to what we're proposing for FY18. State accommodations tax revenues we're predicting at $1,130,000. And the portion of that would go towards the tourism promotion element at $522,000, roughly $2,000 in sponsorships for light displays. We certainly work hard to try to make that number greater, but many of the sponsorships have already been sold, although we are adding some displays this year. So if you know folks who might want to sponsor a holiday light display, please have them get in touch with Norma Jean. She handles the sponsorships. And then the interest income, sale of assets at $5,000, going backwards a little bit. That is really dependent on what we sell. If we sell a piece of equipment that was purchased with state accommodations tax funds, then what portion, proportional share of that asset goes back as revenue in state accommodations tax funds. So if we sell an old jet ski and it was paid for in part by state aid tax funds, then those revenues from that sale go back into the revenue line item for state aid tax. I'm told by my fellow folks that do what I do that we're probably the most conscientious in that regard, so I feel real good about that. Most of them just put it back in the general fund. Okay, so going into the transfers, so this is where we use state aid tax funds to help offset expenses that the city has associated with being able to serve the tourist. So we have a transfer to the general fund for the part-time firefighters budgeted at $11,615. Transfer to the general fund for the full-time firefighters, and that's projected at $260,352. Again, not a big change in numbers of firefighters that are being covered there, just changes in fixed costs from one year over the next. And then the transfer to the general fund from the ATAX to fund patrol officers, that's $68,985. And then a transfer to the marina, there's a significant change here from what you've seen in the past because, as you all may have heard, we have some erosion on the landward side of the bulkhead, and there's going to be roughly a $300,000 in some change expense to correct that problem. This really isn't associated at all with the marina enhancement project. This we would have to do anyway, associated with the bulkhead. So two-thirds of that expense, or $237,667, is being attributable to transfer in to cover that bulkhead expense. And then the marina debt service there, that's 75% of the marina debt service. That is the normal debt service. The marina debt, the existing marina debt from the original purchase does get paid off in FY19. So we're very close to that debt from the original purchase getting paid off. And then the $3,000 for the beach run is a normal transfer that we do every year. So total amount of revenues, net of transfers, $856,551. So any questions on revenues so far? Okay, so then on the expense side, this time, for those of you who have been on the committee for a while, you will see some new expenses this time that you have not seen typically in the ATAX fund. And so I'll give you a little bit of a background on that. Last year, when we were working on the budget, this one that we're about to wrap up, we have long said that we seem to be fairly good at building buildings or rehabilitating buildings, but we were worried about the fact that we were not maintaining our buildings like they should be maintained. And so for this year's, and we really didn't know, we were doing basic things like changing ceiling tiles and light bulbs and stuff, but getting roof replacements and door replacements and window replacements and things like that on a normal maintenance schedule, that was not part of our capital plan. We were just sort of doing them as we saw that they needed to be done. And we felt like we needed some sort of scheduled of planned maintenance replacements to exist as part of our comprehensive planning for the budget. And so in that regard, funded in the budget year that we're in now, we put funds in there to contract with a construction company to come in and inspect all of the city's buildings and give us a report and a schedule on what they saw that needed to be done, what the expected cost of that would be, and when we could expect to need to do those things. We affectionately refer to that as the Hill Report because Hill Construction is who did that work product for us. So you're going to see in here on several occasions where a portion of the expense of the maintenance of some of the buildings is going to be coming out of tourism funds, because basically all of our buildings in one way or another also serve a portion of the tourism population. One of the biggest expenses that we're looking at for this year is replacement of the roof at the public safety building. And I'm saying the roof, but that building actually has three separate roofs on it. So it's a fairly expensive endeavor. So you're going to see several lines as we go through this where it'll say year one priorities, as per the Hill Report. So that's what the Hill Report is. So just going down the lines, of course, under general government, the water and sewer irrigation for the breach inlet area for the around the sign is a normal expense that we have every year. Benches and or picnic tables for the Mayor Carmen R. Bunch Park. As you all know, there's a nice sign down there, and other than that, the property and the golf cart path, the property, has no mechanism to go and sit or, ride a bike there. And so we'd like to add some benches and perhaps a picnic table in that area. So we've budgeted $2,500 under non-capital tools and equipment for benches and or picnic table. Under maintenance, which is that line 265, this is when you first see the year one priorities from the Hill Report, and 25% of some maintenance activities that are listed for under general government, i.e. this building, will be covered by state ATAX funds. Under advertising, this is fairly similar to what we budgeted last year, where we've got some additional funds there above and beyond what we've had before to actually try to increase our advertising and outreach in what we call the shoulder season or the secret season, the time of year where the weather is still very pretty here, but sometimes our businesses are struggling at that time of year to keep revenues coming in. And so the idea would be to try to increase visitation to the island during the secret season. So we've continued to budget that money there. The next line item, line 268, $115,000. This is the line item that many of the things that you all vote for us to do comes out of. So some of the requests that you would be hearing today would be, you know, things that would be funded in this line item. And then projected for the 2018 year, we're also adding events associated with the solar eclipse event, because that, of course, is happening in FY18. It seems like it's right here on us, and it's now. And some of the expenses are coming out of FY17's budget, but we've left a significant amount of money for that. We hope to have, you know, a very nice event at the Front Beach on the day of the solar eclipse, and we're publicizing that. And from what we're hearing, people who follow these things, it's a big following, and some people will follow the eclipse all the way across the United States, which the last place it will be visible in the United States will be here. So we're trying to do our best to make that a fun event for everybody. So capital outlay, we need to replace the waving Santa. This is the holiday light display that for years was right at the connector, and the Santa would wave. He's waved his last wave, basically, and needs to be replaced. And then 25% of the cost to replace our 800 radios as they fail. So we won't spend this money unless we have some failures in the radio. But if we do, then it's budgeted there to spend. T-shirt giveaway and the ongoing website maintenance, that's nothing new from what we've done in prior years. And then the transfer to the Charleston Visitors Bureau for the tourism promotion portion, that is equivalent to what you see at the top in revenues. That's money that comes in and immediately is transferred out to them to do tourism promotion, most of which is done on the national level for the city. And then under police department expenditures, five sets of body armor are due to be replaced, and so we budgeted $5,000 from state aid tax for that. And then 12.5%, which is interesting how we split these things up among funds, of year one priorities that are in the Hill report for maintenance that falls into the police side of the building at the public safety building. And then the police department of capital outlay, this shows a big jump from prior years, and that's because of that $62,375, which is, again, 12.5% of the cost to replace the public safety building roof. So that's in that $169,000 plus replacing a patrol vehicle and replacement of the police radios and a low-speed vehicle. Everywhere where you see the amount is coming from reserves, that is where the city's been setting aside this money for years. So we've got it in a savings account. This is the year that we're spending it. So it's coming out of money that has been reserved for this purpose, and then it is being expended in this year. Any questions on the first page? Okay, let's go to the second page. Okay, under fire department, here again, right at the top under maintenance, you see 12.5% and 25% of the maintenance priorities for year one under the Hill report for $50,604. Under capital outlay, that's the $225,375. That includes a replacement of jet ski, a thermal imaging camera, replacing the 1995 aluminum boat and motor for $30,000, 25% to replace five of the in-car Motorola radios. Again, that's from reserves. And 25% of the progress payments on the 75-foot ladder truck. Again, we've been saving for this ladder truck replacement, so that's coming out of reserves. And replacement of eight of the mobile data terminals that are in the emergency response vehicles, and $62,375, which is 12.5% of replacement of the public safety building roof. And if you don't know what the mobile data terminals are, the emergency responders are toned out via their radios that they hear, But the minute they are in their vehicles, their computers, they're called mobile data terminals, but Consolidated Dispatch is transmitting to them more detail than they can get, you know, over the radio. So the minute they're in their trucks, they're also seeing anything related to the conversation that they've had with the person who's taking the call that might be, you know, won't go over the radio. By the way, they've got a big dog, you know, or something, but it might come up on the mobile data terminals per the conversation. So it's just little things like that that improve safety and also enable us to be as fast in our response as we can. Okay, on the public works side, again, you see 7957 there for maintenance priorities per year one of the Hill Report. That's over at the Public Works Building across the street. The $15,000 for miscellaneous and contingency, that's where we pay for the pooper scoopers, and we have budgeted for more of these than we have in the past, so that's that little bit of jump you see in the pooper scoopers, and then $7,500 for replacing beach trash barrels. They get where they're looking bad and get beyond salvage, and also we lose them sometimes to the water, unfortunately. Wind and water, so we have to have money in the budget to replace them. So then line item number 295, which is $231,169, that includes $60,000 for additional Mobi map for the beach accesses, 25% of the cost of radio replacements, again from reserves that we've saved, $75,000 for replacement of the 2003 Mack garbage truck, and that is something that we have saved for as well. And then 25% of the cost to replace underground storage tanks at the Public Works Building, and then $32,000 to replace their 2012 F-150 Ford pickup. So we'll go on now to Recreation Department. There is money budgeted $10,000 to replace the big toy there. $32,000 to replace their Ford pickup, and the radio replacements are budgeted there, $75,000 coming from reserves. $7,500, excuse me. Thank you. Yeah. Well, that reserve number is really big. I want to say it was in excess of $200,000 for citywide. And then pretty much our normal events that we have in the rec department every year, Connect to Run, Beach Run, Holiday Festival, the March Festival, and Easter Egg Hunt, Sand Sculpting, and a music event like the one that we just had in the park. And that is $52,000. So going on to the public restrooms, there is a big number in this one that's a change from prior years. We increased our maintenance line item there on 305 just based on actual of what it's been costing us for maintenance materials. Same things with cleaning and sanitary supplies that are used for that building. And then we had, you know, slight increase in insurance. Then if you come down to the biggest change is on line 313, capital outlay, $456,000. That's because as the season winds down, we will be moving forward with the rehab of the public restrooms and the showers. We have done some work. If you have a chance, go visit the public restrooms. They're not as bad as they were, but some actual structural work to the building itself remains to be done, and so the $372,000 is budgeted there for that purpose. And a big chunk of that has to do with the walkover replacements that's there. That walkover that's in place there is, I don't know how old it is, really. It's been there a long time. It doesn't meet the appropriate standards. It's way too narrow. We actually can't get more than one firefighter walking down that path with their gear in their hands. They have to go single file. And, of course, that's an area of the beach where the response is great down there. So we will be improving. I think it's scheduled to be an 11-foot wide path through there. So that will be a big improvement. And then we need to start replacing some of the kiosks. We're having a lot of maintenance as those kiosks age. Obviously, even though we cover them in the season when we're not using them, they're out in the weather all the time, and sometimes people abuse them as well. And so we are fortunate that we have personnel on staff that have been able to keep them going without us having to call the Parkeon people in to do that work. But it's time to replace some of them. So we have budgeted $84,000 to replace six of the 11 kiosks up at Front Beach. And so that's a total expenditure of $2,180,554. And we have a fund balance that will cover a portion of that difference. I mean, you see a negative number there, but we, like I said, we've been saving money for some of this. And also there's a fund balance that will cover that. And it actually says in that note there, funded with Muni ATAX fund balance, but that word should be state a tax fund balance. We're not funding this portion of the budget out of Muni A tax funds. We're funding it out of fund balance and state A tax funds. So I'm happy to answer any questions, or if you all have any suggestions for changes, which can be either way, to purchase additional things or to reduce or eliminate something from the budget. Those comments are welcome.
How old is the public safety building? I forget.
I have a ribbon upstairs. I want to say I'm going to say 2009.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Did Hill originally build it?
No.
Okay.
No, it was constructed by Mashburn.
Okay.
We got a... some significant damage to that building, too, during Matthew. We're still working through trying to get some funding for some of the damage that happened during Matthew.
Any other questions or comments? I guess we need a motion to approve.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve budget as presented.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I guess old business. Is there any old business for the committee?
No.
No old business. We'll move on to new business. Consideration of a sponsorship for Isle of Palms magazine. I'll let Bill, and I guess if you would, please come up to the podium up there.
Thank you.
Marie wants to record you.
Yeah, watch your step there. I have a cord stretched across there, Ginger.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, we might need to be watching inside.
Yeah, no. Don't want to do that. No injuries, please.
Pretty interesting to hear all the budget. I think more people should understand it costs money to do what you guys do. And I was happy to hear about the restrooms at the last time I was up here.
Yeah.
And speaking of the restrooms, I don't know how many of you follow the magazine, but there was a young lady that was going to paint the outside. She did paint the outside
of
the building.
Yes, Murals on Three.
And I got the idea here. What was her name?
Greta Cruzzi.
Greta Cruzzi. And I don't know if y'all seen it, but it looks really good. So I got that idea, and I'm bringing it in the magazine. Also, in the latest issue, I did a two-page article on the eclipse. Do you see that one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it, Desiree? It was pretty good. So, I'm here to represent the town. When Linda said, well, I remember the second issue I put out of the magazine. It says, there's something you want me to emphasize. And when you guys were having challenges or wanting to get the message out about the parking, we ran a full page article in there and stuff like that. So I just kind of want to take it to the next level. And here's where we got the idea. So last time I was in front of y'all, I think most of y'all were here. We talked about, because I'm always chasing Linda for, hey, Linda, why don't you buy an ad or whatever. And I thought, well, maybe if I got accommodation tax money, then I wouldn't have to bother her with it. Plus, it made sense. And the things I learned was this. The magazine, I don't know if you all know this, but the magazine has been sanctioned by the state of South Carolina. And it goes inside all the welcome centers. So we ship it from the printer to the welcome center. And I did not know this until I was talking to the city council. But the town doesn't pay, is that still the case?
We have nothing in the Welcome
Center. So the town of Isle of Palms has nothing in the Welcome Center. So that's part of the reason I got the idea. The other part of the reason is that according to the state of South Carolina, the demographics that are in the surveys that are taken of the visitors, the number one places people go to when they come through the Welcome Centers is beach communities. Obviously, I'm not saying all, you know, Isle of Palms, but that's their destination. So if somebody comes through the Welcome Centers, the most likely place they're going to is a beach community in the state of South Carolina. So when I got in front of City Council, they really wanted an Isle of Palms magazine only. They did not want a Flip magazine. There were some of them that were actually pretty vocal about it. Now, this magazine, I already paid to have it direct. I believe, man, I apologize. What is your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Sally Mulick.
Sally, you asked me if it was direct mailed. I don't know if you remember that. Direct mail to people that own property outside.
Right.
And at the time you asked me that, it was only direct mail to the residents that live on the island, the rooftops, whether it's rented or not. Now it's changed. We direct mail it to property owners wherever they live. Okay, just that way. So here's my vision. I hope some of you are familiar, or all of you are familiar with Mount Pleasant magazine. And I hope that over time you guys have all seen this. So my vision is this. This comes out 3 times a year. I want to do, and also I learned from Linda and also the City Council, that the secret season is important to y'all. Okay? So my vision is this. So instead of coming out with the Flip magazine 3 times, we come out with it twice. And the third time that we come out with, Sullivan's Island won't be involved in it at all. And we'll print enough magazines that it'll cover the whole year. And then I wanted to go over the content, if I may. Because content's really, it's not just about, I didn't.
You didn't grab one?
Sorry.
Well, you can't just wing it?
We made a mistake. It says the top part should say content of IOP magazine. But I thought, I was looking at the budget and the things that you guys, like the Easter egg hunt and the Linda, that thing y'all do on the pets at the rec, that's a very popular thing.
Yes.
People outside of my...
Doggy Day.
So I thought one of the things we would do, it's on here somewhere, is a calendar of events. But let's just go from the top down. I believe I can list all the businesses in this magazine on the Isle of Palms, number one. Number two, we can have a restaurant directory. We can break the businesses down in the case of hotels and vacation rentals into categories. I've already done that in Mount Pleasant magazine, but I will do that even more so. And what we did is we got the people that have the businesses that have a business license here, that's the criteria. If somebody doesn't have a business license with Isle of Palms, okay, they won't be listed in these free items. I will sell businesses outside ads because I can't support this just with the accommodation tax money. But anybody that's listed in there will only be Isle of Palms businesses. There'll be a map in the middle of it, which will have a map of all of Isle of Palms. Facebook, I'm really, really proud of the Facebook. Can you guys look at that real quick? That Facebook post, the second page.
I gave them all.
This one?
Yes. This y'all I'm very, very proud of. So in the island, I'm sorry, man.
That's okay.
I just did this on my own, but I was very proud of it. So what I did was, this even encourages you even more to do this vision. So I put it on, I have about 33,000 Facebook fans on my place. So I put this on here, and you can see what it says. Isle of Palms yesterday and today is the theme of the latest issue Isle of Palms published. I got, if you look at this, I reached 187,382 people. We had over 5,000 likes, 645 shares, and 168 comments. And you guys, I know we live on the island, I know we're used to where we live. We're creating memories for people. Did you read some of them, Linda? I mean, weren't they touching?
Yes, they are.
I mean, for decades and for generations, people have been coming here according to the comments. And I don't know if you noticed it, if anybody's read it or not, but on Facebook, when somebody makes a comment, you don't know where they come from. You're probably familiar with this, Rusty, from me communicating. When you scroll over your cursive, over the name, you can see where they come from. So I took the time to go through there. So in the latest issue of the magazine, you can see where they came from. And they come from all over the country. So it's really, really touching. So a lot of the stuff I'm already doing in existing magazine, but like I said, I want to take it to the next level. Articles on the history of Isle of Palms, I always think is important. Articles regarding local attractions. So I want to do something on the aquarium. I want to do something on Boone Hall, obviously, Patriots Point. So people, when they come here, they know there's other things they can do as well. I also want to do a listing of the got to learn from interacting with City Hall. The parking was important. We'll do something on pets and alcohol and what the rules and regs are. So that's my vision for the content. The distribution will be this. All the South Carolina visitor centers will get copies. Hotel distribution through Mount Pleasant. I have to tell y'all, when I distribute this, whether it's Isle of Palms, whether it's Island Realty, whether it's Beachside, I walk in there, and it's because I'm close to what I do, but it gives me thrills. Oh, we love to hand those out to our clients. We are our visitors, you know. I mean, it's not just, oh, another magazine. Oh, it's their magazine. They like to hand it out. So, again, this is to take that idea to a different. I'm already distributing at the Asheville and Hendersonville Airport, and I'm going to expand that. Local island distribution, obviously the marina. Harris Teeter, y'all. I can't keep enough of this Harris Teeter certain time of the year. And all the vacation rental companies and the hotel. Some of the hotels in the Isle of Palms connector put the Island magazine in a room. They all put them in the lobby. And I have a rack at the Hampton Inn that I already put the Island magazine in. Digital distribution will include Facebook. I just showed you that. E-blast. Again, I guess I'm a little crazy, but I've bought like 200. We have 350,000 email addresses. 20,000 of them are Ohio people that vacation here. So we e-blast it out so people can read it, you know. And I might do a headline that says, "Ohio residents love the Isle of Palms with a heart," and they click and they read it, and I can see how many people read it. Anyway. So my idea is to do a island-specific magazine that the city gets behind, and to be as transparent as possible. It's not just the money from the ATEX, but I'll be able to run around town and say, this is the Isle of Palms official magazine. Since there isn't already something in the Welcome Centers, this is perfect, y'all. And I hope you guys will consider it. Anybody have any questions?
Questions, comments?
Okay. I think David, that I know that for years that y'all spent a lot of money. I mean, an ad in the Southern Living full page may cost $20,000. An ad in Coastal Living may cost $18,000 or $15,000. I mean, you guys have been participating in that. I don't think it's bad, but if y'all decided to do this, and I know it's a lot of money, and I know you're backing me, you know, but I hope my track record shows what I can do. But it would give our island so much more individual attention, if you would. So anyway, I'm not gonna say anymore. I could go on and on.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
No questions or comments? Well, the request is for $55,000, I believe, is correct. Dates required.
It does spread. Marie is making the point. It's spread over two different fiscal years.
Okay.
So the way they have it structured in their request, 27.5 would be coming out of the existing year that we are currently in. And 27.5 would be coming out of the FY18 budget.
And one thing I didn't mention, y'all, I purposely wanted it to come out in October because I know that's the beginning of the soft season, so to speak. And I thought that would be perfect timing for the island. That was my strategy. If y'all want it out at a different time, we could discuss that. But that was why I thought to come out when times are a little challenging, some of the businesses, made sense to me.
Okay. So actually, I guess we're voting on the 27.5 for this year. Is that correct?
That's correct. But I mean, I would think that if you're making a recommendation to council, you would be making a recommendation for the for the full amount and designating by which fiscal year.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a motion?
Go ahead.
I move to accept.
Okay.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
And I know this is business, you guys, but I'm very humbled and thank you very much.
I did.
So there was one nay and all the rest ayes? Just confirming for Marie to get it down for the record.
Very good. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Before y'all get away, you know you'll need to come before the Ways and Means Committee.
That's what I did before. Right,
right, that's correct. And that is the
16th.
Yeah, 16th at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that May 16th?
Yes, May 16th at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you. All right, next on the agenda, South Carolina Aquarium Turtle Fest. Stephanie?
Hi.
Hi.
Should I go up here?
Yes, please.
Do you want me to give you kind of a little overview on the event? And I'm sure most of you know about the aquarium. I'm actually excited today. We are doing our first public sea turtle release, 4 o'clock. There are two turtles going out.
County Park.
County Park. There will be our 220th sea turtle that we have successfully rehabbed and released. So we're very excited. We have a new van from Mercedes called our Turtle Ambulance that you'll see. We'll be live streaming it and we're expecting a big crowd. So I'm not sure if you've seen the other project that we've just kind of launched. Opening Memorial Day weekend is our Zucker Family Sea Turtle Recovery. That was a $5.5 million campaign, and funds from the Turtle Track supported that last year. This will be a state-of-the-art exhibit on the first floor of the aquarium. So right now, we take visitors for an extra fee down to the basement to see our hospital. So only 5% of our visitors each year are able to hear the stories about sea turtles, hear about plastic conservation efforts, and this new exhibit will allow every single person who visits the aquarium to learn about this, and certainly the work that we do with you guys and all of our releases and all of that, the turtle teams will be reflected in that exhibit. So that is very exciting. So last year we came up with a new event that we wanted to try to involve the community in, and we realized that everyone loves turtles. So we created the Turtle Trek, which is a 5K sunset beach run. Last year was our first year. It's held on Isle of Palms County Park. We sold out. It was a great response in just 2 months, and they're nice enough to have us back. And so we're hoping to grow the event this year. We were able to register an additional 100 runners. So hopefully, as we continue to seek success and do well by the park, they'll allow us to kind of steadily grow this event. We hope it to be an annual event. So we actually just launched registration last week, and we've already had 30 people register, and the run is not until September 23rd. So we are expecting another sellout group. But we will be marketing this run with our Zucker Family Sea Turtle Recovery, our care center program, at our public beach releases. It really ties into the bigger picture. It's, while it is just a one annual event, it's really kind of a comprehensive that ties into everything that we're doing for the sea turtles. Something we did last year and we plan to continue this year, before the run. So there's a kids fun run, there's a 5K, then there's an after party at the Windjammer. We did a beach sweep with the Surf Rider Foundation. So we had tons of trash picked up off the beach before the runners took off. And we definitely plan to do that again, as well as teaching people about the lights out filling in holes, knocking down sandcastles, all that really, really important stuff, especially since September is when the hatchlings are returning. Here's the poster and the nice cute artwork we've designed this year. So we are very, very excited. We already have some great sponsors on board, and we plan to, from now until September 23rd, message this event along with sea turtles, sea turtle conservation efforts, and really enjoy your partnership. One thing while I was filling this out, I realized, so we had 96% of our runners did not live on Isle of Palms, so they came from all over. And so that equaled 480 non-residents. With the increase in 100 runners this year, we're expecting that to be closer to 600 non-IOP residents to attend this event. We feel that it fits in really well with our partnership with you guys, our Sea Turtle program, and it's a great event that we were able to engage people from all over. We did have a lot of people even travel out of the state, so we're excited to watch it grow, and we'd really like to partner with you guys on that and increase our marketing efforts from now until September 23rd.
Thank you. Any questions at all? Good time of year too, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Should be nice weather.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
Could I get one point of clarification from Stephanie? On your application, I can't tell because I think just the timing between when the group met and when you filled out the paperwork. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to figure out whether or not this is a $7,500 expense that would be coming out of this fiscal year, which ends June 30th, or whether or not it would be coming out of next fiscal year, which starts July 1.
Sure. So, and I wasn't sure exactly what to do there. We kind of took a look at all of our expenses, and the marketing that we'd like to do would be $7,500. So that was for that number. Mm-hmm. We'd certainly be happy even with a $5,000 contribution would help significantly. We are flexible on whenever the funds can come out, so I think any time within 2017, it would work for us. So I had, since the last meeting was canceled, the schedule doesn't quite fit.
Because we're past May 1st.
So,
yeah.
And last year we raised $40,000, and so and that all went to the Sea Turtle Care Center, and this year we're hoping to do closer to 50 or 60, and we see that continually increasing with contributions, sponsorships, and increased runners. So it does have a significant impact on our, our efforts for all these sea turtles and, of course, conservation on the beaches.
Thank you.
All right, is there any comments or questions? Do we hear a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
All right, and so you know it'll go before Ways and Means, too.
Okay.
Very good. Any other new business? Date of our next meeting. 2 months?
That would be fine. Don't recommend July 5th.
I'm sure you should do it in July. Show me the 12th, which is the second Wednesday.
Will that be in time for Ways and Means?
Ways and Means will be on, I think Ways and Means will be on the 18th, mm-hmm. unless it gets changed.
Fine with me. Everybody else, 12? Mm-hmm. 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock? What's better for the city?
I think Margaret's 11, definitely.
11's better
11.
For you?
Because I usually have 1 o'clock meetings, and I have to get both back to North Charleston.
Well, let's shoot for 11 o'clock on the 12th then of July.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again, you guys.